This week on The Marquee, we've got futuristic thrillers and time-traveling turkeys. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, young up-and-comers Asa Butterfield, Haley Steinfeld, and Abigail Breslin join Harrison Ford, Viola Davis, and a face-tattooed Ben Kingsley in Ender's Game. In the distant future, with the fate of humanity on the line, a brilliant teenage soldier is asked to defeat an alien invasion.
In the Thanksgiving-themed animated adventure, Free Birds, Owen Wilson voices Reggie, a turkey who travels back in time to the first Thanksgiving on a mission to take turkeys off the menu. The idea may be cute, but there's not much more to the story. So, instead of a clever holiday adventure for the family, it's random and rambling and completely forgettable.
In the old-timer comedy Las Vegas, three friends played by Kevin Kline, Robert De Niro, and Morgan Freeman throw a bachelor party for their long single friend played by Michael Douglas. Part hangover, part bucket list, Las Vegas is a surprisingly charming romantic comedy that you don't have to have a AARP card to enjoy.
Also opening in Columbus, director Steve McQueen's 12 Years a Slave stars Chiwetel Ejiofor as Solomon Northup, a free man from New York who's kidnapped and forced into slavery. It's an emotionally exhausting experience, but it's also a moving and memorable exploration of a dark time in our nation's history.
Keanu Reeves co-stars and directs in The Man of Tai Chi. In Reeves' directorial debut, a young martial artist with exceptional skills finds himself fighting in the dangerous but lucrative world of underground fighting.
Opening at the Gateway, the indie thriller Escape from Tomorrow follows a family on a dark day at Disney World. The most interesting thing about the film isn't the plot. It's the fact that the entire project was filmed inside Disney's theme parks without permission. But considering that Disney hasn't taken action against it, it might not be worth the fuss.
The documentary After Tiller examines the controversy surrounding the four remaining doctors in the U.S. performing third trimester abortions and their patients after the assassination of Dr. George Tiller in his church in 2009.
Or for action and suspense at a bargain basement price, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Ben Affleck and Justin Timberlake in Runner Runner, Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg in Two Guns, or a couple of thrillers for younger audiences, The Mortal Instruments' City of Bones, or Percy Jackson's Sea of Monsters. Well, there are so many options to choose from this week, but while 12 Years a Slave is a powerful film, I'm going to give my pick to Las Vegas, because it's just plain fun.
Despite Michael Douglas starting to look like Count Dracula in Las Vegas, it easily gets my recommendation over competition like Ender's Game.
Or if this week's massive menu of theatrical releases doesn't pique your interest, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Monsters University. Pixar's prequel to 2001's Monsters, Inc. finds Mike and Sully meeting as rivals for top honors at Monsters University's Scare School. Though it isn't one of Pixar's more sophisticated films, it's still action-packed and entertaining, another animated film that parents and kids can enjoy together.
The bane of my existence, Ryan Reynolds, co-stars with an obviously rent-desperate Jeff Bridges in R.I.P.D. In one of the biggest flops of 2013, Reynolds is a recently deceased cop that is made a member of the Rest in Peace Department in order to fight supernatural criminals with his Yosemite Sam-esque partner. If neither new releases have you racing to your favorite retailer, you can check out two child-friendly 3D releases like Pixar's Cars or the headache-inducing Ice Age, a mammoth Christmas special.
Well, my pick this week is an easy one. Monsters University may not be the best Pixar movie ever, but it's a fun-loving addition to the studio's collection.
Do not buy R.I.P.D. or the Christmas Ice Age movie unless you're picking them up as a gag gift.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for more time travelers and the return of Marvel's hammer-wielding hero. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
whatever you do, don't fall asleep.